Welcome back to the Mbago Media Finance Podcast. Today, we're diving deep into a significant strategic move by a global titan, Starbucks. They've just made a bold play in one of their most critical markets, China.
That's right. The news is that Starbucks is forming a joint venture for its retail operations in China, and this isn't just a minor tweak. They're handing over the reins of control to a new, prominent partner, Boyu Capital.
Exactly. Boyu Capital, a private equity firm with deep roots in the Chinese market, will hold a 60% majority stake. Starbucks will retain a 40% stake, but it's crucial to understand this isn't a complete divestment. They're not selling off their entire China business.
No, not at all. What they're doing is creating a new entity, a joint venture, where Boyu Capital takes the lead on the operational side. Starbucks will continue to own and license its iconic brand and intellectual property within this new structure.
So, while Starbucks will have a significant minority stake, the day-to-day control and strategic direction of its China retail business will largely be in the hands of Boyu Capital. This is a pivotal moment, signaling a new model for navigating the complexities of the Chinese market.
Absolutely. And it really underscores the immense potential, but also the evolving dynamics of the Chinese market. For Starbucks, China isn't just another country, it's their second largest market globally. It's been a cornerstone of their international ambitions for years.
They've really cultivated a unique presence there, haven't they? For decades, it was more than just a coffee shop, it was this aspirational third place for a growing urban population. They built a strong brand identity, a consistent store experience, and that touch of Western flair.
That's true. But the landscape has become incredibly dynamic. We've seen the meteoric rise of local Chinese coffee chains like Luckin Coffee and Manor Coffee. These companies have not only gained significant market share but have also innovated rapidly, often with a sharper understanding of local tastes and digital consumer habits.
And alongside this intensifying competition, Starbucks has also been grappling with signs of slowing growth and increasing market saturation in some areas. It's a challenging environment, and this joint venture suggests a strategic rationale for a more localized, perhaps more agile, approach.
It's a move that acknowledges those challenges and seeks to leverage a partner's strengths to overcome them, rather than solely relying on their own established playbook. And that brings us to Boyu Capital, the chosen partner.
So, let's talk about Boyu Capital. They're a prominent private equity firm with a strong reputation in China. Their investment focus typically centers on companies that can benefit from strategic operational improvements and growth acceleration within the Chinese market.
They're known for their deep understanding of local consumer behavior, the intricate regulatory landscape, and the unique operational nuances that are critical for success in China. Their track record suggests they possess the local know-how that Starbucks might find invaluable.
The decision to partner with a private equity firm like Boyu is quite telling. Private equity firms often bring not just capital, but also expertise in operational efficiency, strategic planning, and market penetration. They are adept at identifying areas for improvement and implementing changes to drive growth and profitability.
The synergy seems clear. Boyu Capital brings its intimate knowledge of the Chinese market and its operational prowess, while Starbucks contributes its globally recognized brand, coffee expertise, and established operational framework. It's aiming to combine the best of both worlds.
Precisely. Now, let's delve a bit deeper into the mechanics of this joint venture. As we've stated, Boyu Capital will hold a 60% majority stake, meaning they will have controlling interest over the retail operations in China. This is a significant shift.
It is. But Starbucks' retained 40% stake is far from insignificant. It means they still have a substantial financial interest in the success of the venture and will undoubtedly have a voice in key strategic decisions. It's not a complete abdication of influence.
And crucially, and this is a point that cannot be stressed enough, Starbucks will retain ownership and licensing rights for its globally recognized brand and all its intellectual property. This is a vital distinction.
Absolutely. The Starbucks brand itself, its logos, its recipes, its overall identity remain firmly under Starbucks' control. What Boyu Capital will influence is the retail operations, how stores are managed, where new stores are opened, how the supply chain functions on the ground, and how the customer experience is tailored to the Chinese market.
We can speculate that day-to-day operations, expansion strategies, and local adaptation efforts will likely fall under Boyu's primary purview. Decision-making processes will probably involve collaboration, but with Boyu's majority stake, their influence will be paramount.
This structure allows Starbucks to benefit from local operational expertise and potentially accelerated growth, while safeguarding the core essence of its brand. It's a carefully constructed balance.
Now, let's talk about the numbers, or at least, how we might begin to estimate them. Valuing a business segment like Starbucks China operations is inherently complex, and the exact figures are often kept private, especially in the context of a joint venture negotiation.
Definitely. But we can explore potential valuation methods and the factors that would influence such an assessment. One common approach is to look at revenue multiples. Analysts might consider the revenue the China business generates and apply a multiple based on its growth potential and market position.
Another method could involve a valuation based on the number of stores. Starbucks has a vast network in China, and each store has an associated value based on its location, sales volume, and profitability. Market share is also a critical factor.
When considering the factors influencing the value, we have to look at the current market conditions in China, the projected growth trajectory for the coffee market there, and the specific profitability of Starbucks' existing China business. All these elements feed into the valuation.
For Starbucks' financial reporting, this deal will be reflected in their balance sheets, likely through the sale of a controlling interest in a subsidiary. This will impact their reported revenues and profits from China.
Looking further down the line, this joint venture structure could also open up possibilities for future strategic moves. Perhaps Boyu Capital might eventually seek an exit, or there could be potential for an initial public offering, an IPO, for the joint venture itself.
That's a great point. It creates options for realizing further value down the road. Now, let's shift our focus to the future outlook. What are the opportunities and challenges in this evolving market for Starbucks under this new model?
The opportunities, especially when leveraging the right partnership, are considerable. By bringing Boyu Capital's deep local insights to the table, Starbucks can potentially accelerate its growth and more effectively tailor its offerings to the specific preferences and evolving tastes of Chinese consumers.
This could mean a faster rollout of new store formats, the introduction of menu items that resonate more deeply with local palates, and even more seamless integration of digital platforms, which are so crucial in the Chinese consumer landscape. Innovating for the Chinese consumer is key.
And a partner with on-the-ground expertise can be invaluable in this regard. Furthermore, navigating the often complex regulatory and geopolitical landscapes in China can be significantly smoother with a local partner at the helm. Boyu's established relationships could help mitigate risks.
However, it's definitely not without its challenges. A significant hurdle will be maintaining the integrity of the global Starbucks brand while allowing for the necessary local adaptations. Striking that balance between global consistency and local relevance is a delicate act.
The long-term vision for this joint venture will undoubtedly be about achieving sustainable, profitable growth in China. Success here will mean not just expanding store count, but deepening customer loyalty, adapting to a rapidly changing market, and ultimately, continuing to be a relevant and beloved brand.
It's a fascinating experiment in strategic partnership, and one that many in the business world will be watching closely. What do you think? What are your expectations for Starbucks' future in China with this new partnership? It really is a question of how they'll tailor offerings.
That's a great question. I expect to see Starbucks getting much bolder with localized flavors. Think about seasonal menus that go beyond pumpkin spice, perhaps incorporating dragon fruit, chrysanthemum, or black sesame, really demonstrating a respect for local culinary traditions.
And then there's the digital integration. China is a world leader in mobile payments, social commerce, and on-demand delivery. Boyu Capital could help Starbucks navigate this landscape more effectively, perhaps by forging deeper partnerships with local super apps like WeChat or optimizing delivery strategies.
We might see more personalized loyalty programs, AI-driven recommendations, and a more integrated in-app ordering and payment system that feels native to the Chinese digital ecosystem. It's about meeting consumers where they are.
The regulatory and geopolitical aspect is also huge. Operating in China as a foreign company can be a minefield. Having a trusted local partner like Boyu Capital, with established relationships and a deep understanding of the bureaucratic machinery, can be a game changer.
It can smooth out potential friction points, from securing permits for new stores to navigating import regulations. This can lead to more predictable expansion and fewer unforeseen obstacles. It's about operational efficiency.
However, that delicate balance you mentioned, maintaining brand integrity while adapting locally, is indeed the tightrope walk. Starbucks' global brand is built on a certain aesthetic and quality of service. If they dilute that too much, they risk alienating customers.
Conversely, if they remain too rigid, they risk being perceived as out of touch, especially when compared to nimbler, more locally attuned competitors. Consider store design, they'll need to evolve to remain competitive in creating unique, aesthetically driven spaces.
And then there's the pricing. While Starbucks is premium, it needs to remain accessible. Local competitors might operate at lower price points. Boyu Capital's operational expertise could be crucial in optimizing the supply chain and managing costs effectively.
This could even lead to exploring different store formats or service models, like smaller grab-and-go kiosks in high-traffic areas, or partnerships with existing food service providers to offer more competitive pricing.
We also have to consider the competitive response. We've seen how Luckin Coffee has staged a remarkable comeback by focusing on speed, convenience, and aggressive pricing, often leveraging digital channels more effectively. Manor Coffee, with its minimalist aesthetic, has also captured a significant following.
This joint venture needs to be able to respond swiftly and decisively to these competitive pressures. Boyu Capital's agility and local market understanding could be the key to unlocking that responsiveness. It's about staying ahead of the curve.
Let's also think about the broader economic context. China's economy is still growing, but perhaps at a more moderated pace. Consumer spending patterns are evolving, with a greater emphasis on value and experience. Starbucks can't afford to be complacent.
They need to constantly demonstrate their value proposition, not just in terms of coffee quality, but in the overall experience, the community aspect, and digital convenience. The success hinges on effective execution and continuous innovation.
The success of this joint venture will likely hinge on a few critical factors. Firstly, the chemistry between Starbucks and Boyu Capital. Can they truly collaborate effectively, respecting each other's expertise and vision?
Secondly, the speed and effectiveness of their adaptation. Can they quickly implement changes that resonate with Chinese consumers without compromising the core brand? And thirdly, their ability to innovate continuously. The Chinese market is a treadmill for innovation.
We should also consider the potential for future expansion beyond just retail. While this JV focuses on retail operations, Starbucks has other business lines. Could this JV serve as a springboard for those, or will they remain separate? It's a question for another day.
Ultimately, this move signals a maturity in Starbucks' approach to China. It's an acknowledgement that the era of simply planting flags and expecting growth might be over. It's about deep integration and local partnership.
It's a recognition that to win in China, you need to be of China, in many respects, while still retaining what makes you globally unique. So, to circle back to expectations, I expect to see a more localized Starbucks, more attuned to Chinese tastes and digital behaviors.
I expect to see a potentially faster pace of expansion and innovation, driven by Boyu Capital's expertise. I expect them to leverage technology more effectively and navigate the local landscape with greater ease. But the challenge of maintaining brand identity remains.
It's a high-stakes game, and the outcome will be a fascinating case study in global strategy. What are your thoughts on how this might impact the broader coffee market in China? Will this move spur further consolidation, or perhaps encourage other international brands to seek similar partnerships?
That's a fantastic question to wrap up on. It's definitely a ripple effect. We might see other global players reevaluating their own China strategies, potentially opting for more localized approaches or seeking out strategic partnerships to gain a competitive edge. It could indeed lead to a wave of similar joint ventures.
It's a pragmatic approach to a complex market. This joint venture with Boyu Capital represents a significant strategic pivot for Starbucks, aiming to reignite growth and deepen its connection with Chinese consumers by blending global brand strength with local operational agility.
And it highlights the critical importance of understanding market dynamics, competitive landscapes, and the power of strategic partnerships in today's globalized economy. The success will hinge on effective execution and continuous adaptation.
Absolutely. We've covered the introduction, the market dynamics in China, introduced Boyu Capital, delved into the mechanics of the joint venture, discussed the valuation and financial implications, and explored the future outlook with its opportunities and challenges. And we've touched upon how this might shape the broader market.
It's been a thorough discussion, covering all the key aspects of this significant strategic move by Starbucks. A truly fascinating case study in global business strategy.